Welcome to another Macquarie Life Church podcast. We hope you enjoy this message.
Take your seats. So good to see you all, church. I can half see you. Lights down and all. Hello, Phil. Hello, online. If you're online, welcome to you as well. We've been doing a series about reaching out, and today we're going to look at gifts. And every single person on the earth has been gifted by God. Whether you're a Christian or not a Christian, the Bible tells us we were all formed in the womb by the hand of the Maker. So we are all gifted by God, and with abilities, skills, talents, all the things that make up who we are. And who thinks when God was giving out the gifts that they stood in the wrong line? Or maybe when he was giving out the gifts that you slept in and you feel like you're a bit missing? Well, don't worry, because in addition, every believer is given more gifts. To every single one of you, more gifts are given. So we're going to unpack those today. So not to worry. These gifts are beautiful on the earth. These extra gifts of God and the gifts that are in you, they are beautiful on the earth. And when the gifts were poured out on the early church, they're actually just as relevant and beautiful today as they were thousands and thousands of years ago. The gifts of God transcend time. They transcend culture. They transcend any barriers of wealth or status. And I actually think the gifts of God have the capacity to meet every human need in the world. Isn't that incredible? Shall we unpack this? Shall we unpack this? Yes, let's do it. All right. Let's start with what the Bible says. You know, the Bible doesn't list all of the gifts at all. It's impossible to list in its fullness the way that God has created all of us. There are three passages, though, that talk about certain gifts, and the way those passages in the Bible are framed, they show us a different purpose and a different function and origin for the gifts. So we're going to look at those three passages today, and they are, drumroll, the first one is Romans 12, and these tell us the gifts of the Father, and they're the gifts that you are born with. They came from your dad, your heavenly Father. And Ephesians 4, we call them the gifts of the Son. And they're the gifts that Christ gave to the church for the equipping of the saints. And the last one is 1 Corinthians 12. And these are the gifts of the Holy Spirit available to everyone when the power of the Holy Spirit is working in you. So they're your gifts. So I actually had a birthday this week, so I've gone a bit gift crazy. I bought in some actual gifts today. So as we look at each of these, we're going to open one of these gifts. All right, so let's look at the first one. The first one we're going to look at is the gifts of the Father, so incredibly diverse. And that's this gift here. The gifts of the Father are the ones that you are born with. And they're your gifts and your abilities, and also it's your personality. Your personality, surprise, surprise, is a gift to the earth. It's a gift to your family. It's a gift to your friends. All the ways that God has wired you is a gift from God. So in each one of these, I have a card. And we know birthday etiquette, present etiquette, read the card first. So we shall read the card. From your Heavenly Father, he gives you this gift. And this is what he says. He says to you, welcome to the world. I knit you together in your mother's womb. You are my handiwork. I created you for good works, which I prepared in advance for you to do. You have everything within you that you need. So go for it. With love from God the Father. Shall we see what's in there? Now, these all came from my house, so a little bit of me in these boxes. The first one is a lump of clay. You're just taking things from my house, and I've got a pottery wheel, so I've got a lot of access to clay. But really, the Lord formed you, and he gave you all of these gifts. And part of that gift was that he gave it to you and said, form your life. You live your life the way you would like to live it, but I have made within you everything you need. And one of the beautiful graces is that we can give that back to the Father and let him, in his hands, form how our life is to be shaped and what he wants us to do. Isn't that a beautiful picture? All right. Thank you, Father. The passage that we associate with the gifts of the Father is Romans 12. And this is the first time the gifts are mentioned in the Bible. So because it's the first time, he tells us some important things. First of all, in Romans 12, these are things you have to know before you know you have a gift. You have to know. Romans 12, 3, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but think of yourself with sober judgment in accordance with the faith that's been distributed to each of you. So that's saying we can't step into pride about these gifts, but also it's saying we can't step back. It says don't think of yourself more highly than you ought. You can think of yourself highly, but don't think of yourself too highly. Sober judgment is how he calls it. And the other thing it says in that scripture is that there's faith that's distributed to you all. And that says a few things, but the one thing I want to say about that today is that for some of you, it's going to take faith to believe that you are even gifted. Or for some of you, it's going to take faith to believe that your gift is going to add value because you can see other people around you that seem more gifted. And for some of you, there's probably things that God has already asked of you or is asking of you, and you need to have faith and know that it's been distributed to you. You have a measure of faith to be able to make that thing happen. So you can do it. All right. The next thing it says in the next part of the verse is about the body. This is the second thing he wants you to know. For as in one body, we have many parts, and all those parts don't have the same function. We have different gifts according to the grace given to us. So every part of you is part of the body. You have a gift and a function. You are all important, no matter what that gift is. You have a place in the body, and the body in the church, and reach out the body on the earth. There's a place you need to fulfill. So let's look at what the scripture says. If your gift is prophesying, then prophesy in accordance with the faith. Your faith, if it is serving, then serve. If it is teaching, then teach. If it is to encourage, then give encouragement. If it is giving, then give generously. If it is to lead, do it diligently. If it is to show mercy, do it cheerfully. He's pretty clear here. One thing he's saying, besides making this great list of gifts, is you need to be doing something with it. Isn't that good? And the context of this is actually the gifts of the body within the church. And so I know this is a reach-out message, but it's important you understand your place in the church and that that's really important and to get on with it. I'm going to tell you a Newsom story. I have John's permission to tell you this story. There's some people that you look at and you go, I know their gift. If you don't know John Newsom, my husband, he's a very talented singer, musician, songwriter. And in our early marriage, Wednesday nights was creative. Creative team met Wednesday nights, but we were not there. Do you know where we were? We were sitting at home watching X-Files because it's an old show from the 90s. In those days, it wasn't watch TV whenever you want. You had to be there on the night, or you had to understand how to pre-program your VCR. And X-Files was too important to us, so we didn't go to creative. And then one night we just went, yeah, let's check it out. It's their first night for the year. And Di Southwood was speaking, and she was giving these beautiful, encouraging words to the people that had gathered, the creatives that had gathered. John and I were there for the first time. And she just pointed to John, and she said to him, you know what the Lord requires of you. And you know what? We joined the creative team straight away after that and have served on the team ever since. But for some of us, we need to hear that from God. You know what the Lord requires of you and to take your place in the body of Christ. All right, let's keep going. Let's look at the gifts. Here's a list of the gifts that were in that passage. Now, these are the ones that Paul thought were important at the time. It's not an exclusive list. Prophecy, serving, teaching, encouragement, giving, leadership, and mercy. We don't have time to go into all of those today, but I also added on the right-hand side there, helps, administration, hospitality, and craftsmanship, and for some of you, celibacy. Sorry about that. Because you know what? It is important, at least those first four, they're actually mentioned in Scripture, and they don't fall into the other categories, but they're gifts of the Father, and they are really important to the body of Christ and to the work of the church on the earth. All right, you ready for the next gift? We're going to move on to the gift of the Son. Hopefully it's in there. Yes, it is. Okay. Who likes the little gifts? Come on, girls. This is the gift of the Son. And the gifts of the Son are from Jesus. Five gifts Christ gave to the church to equip the church and to prepare the church. So, and if you know, this is the fivefold. It's the new leadership model of our church that we're transitioning to at the moment. I'm going to read the scripture to you first. Ephesians 4, 11 to 13. So Christ himself gave the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, and the teacher to equip his people for works of service so that you will be built up. You're going to reach unity and you're going to reach maturity, and you're also going to attain the fullness of the measure of Christ. Wow, that's a pretty powerful gift in here. So let me read the card to you. This is from Jesus to you. Dear church, I love you. I gave my life for you, and one day I am coming back for you. In the meantime, there is much to do, and I'm giving you 5 gifts to help you, to equip you for the work I need you to do on the earth. These gifts are in me, and I'm giving them to you. See you soon. Love, Jesus. All right, what do you think it is? It has a jingle. It's pretty exciting. A gift with a jingle is very exciting. This gift is a key. And I chose this key because God spoke to me about this key in a dream. This is a church key. And the church keys have bamboozled me for a long time because on our church keys is a code, an alphanumerical code on every single key, and it's different on every key. And in this place, there are so many doors. You need to have the right key to unlock the right door. And the only person who knows the code to that these keys is Robin O'Brien. And when I need a key, I'm after that little code. But in my dream, I could suddenly read the code on the keys. The word on the key was made plain. And the word on every single key, it was a big pile of keys, the word was fivefold. And Christ was saying to me, I thought in my dream, wow, the fivefold has been here all along. It's just now we can see it. We can read it. And that the fivefold will be the key to unlocking the church. And then you'll see in the locksmith code, there's another list of letters underneath, a subcode. I couldn't read that. Every single key had a different code. And I believe the Holy Spirit was saying they are the other gifts in the church, many, varied, unreadable in so many dimensions. And that the fivefold will be the key to unlocking your gift, your spiritual gift. And these keys will then unlock doors that you are meant to open, your key with your code, empowered by the fivefold, for you to unlock the doors you are meant to unlock, places and spaces that you are meant to walk into. So the fivefold is the key to unlocking the church. And our church is actually going through an unlocking. That's the process that's happening right now, an unlocking of the church. And you leaning into understanding your gifts will be the key to unlocking the church. So let me show you those gifts. We have the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, and the teacher. The gifts have 2 expressions. One is the office where you carry a leadership responsibility within the church, but the other is the ministry of these gifts. So you may all have these gifts and use them in a ministry capacity in your workplace or in your world. And my confession to you, confession time number 2, is I became a pastor in this church in 2014, but I'm actually not a pastor. I'm an apostle and I'm a teacher. I love people. I love them deeply and I care about you all, but that's not my primary gift. I need on the team the pastor, and I need the prophet, and I need the evangelist, and you need them all too. The church will be led by all 5 of these. We need them all. This is the grace of the fivefold model, all of us deferring to each other as that particular gift needs to take the reins to lead. All right. Gifts of the Holy Spirit. Are you ready for the next one? It's a biggie. Last gift. The gifts of the Holy Spirit are an impartation of the Holy Spirit. Not natural, not your ability. Sorry, folks. You can learn how to steward that gift better. But this is not by might. It's not by your power, but it is by the Spirit of God. How beautiful is this gift? Sparkles. All right, let me read it to you. From the Holy Spirit. Dear believer, I'm giving you gifts powered by my Spirit. I want you to use them to encourage each other and to display the presence and the wonder of God to the world. Then, keep coming back to this box and I will keep filling it up with deepest affection from the Holy Spirit. Do you want to see what's inside? All right. Gave you a cup, and I chose a cup because I just wanted to say, be filled. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. And when you are filled with the Holy Spirit, you receive a full measure. The Holy Spirit holds nothing back. You have His fullness. And people have asked me in recent days, can you be filled again? That's a big, not the whole message. But one thing I wanted to say to you is this beautiful example in the book of Acts. In Acts 2, they're all filled with the Holy Spirit in the upper room, all fully filled to the top. And then in Acts 4, only two chapters later, the church has been persecuted. Peter and John have been before the Sanhedrin, and they're really discouraged. And in Acts chapter 4, the believers, the same people, gather again. And this is what the scripture says. And now they prayed. They gathered to pray, it says. And the place where they were meeting was shaken, and they were filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke the word of God boldly. So there's just a little example of a refilling. Then they didn't get to empty. The Holy Spirit was still within them, but they need to reach fullness again because they needed the confidence to boldly go. And this is actually one of my morning coffee cups. And I just thought that was a great example for you because I drink my coffee and I talk to God. And that's how I'm filled to the fullness so that I'm ready to go. Don't let your tank get empty, peeps. All right. So let's look at this scripture, 1 Corinthians 12. The first thing it says is, now about the gifts of the Spirit, brothers and sisters, I don't want you to be uninformed. So we're being informed this morning, isn't that great? And when we're being informed about the things of the Spirit, we have to sometimes leave behind tradition, past experience, and just let the Word start to speak to us again. Let's be informed. Now, verse 7, it says, now to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for common good. Three great things. To each one, every single one of you. It didn't say to some, it said to each one. Then it said the manifestation of the Spirit, which is a scary, crazy word, sounds a bit Fruit Loopy, but manifestation is when something appears upon you. And how beautiful is a reach out message that God would appear upon us and that other people could see God through us. Isn't that incredible? The last incredible thing about this setup is that it is all for the common good. And so that will be the intention of the purpose whenever the Holy Spirit is moved in power upon you. It is for good. And that is a great safety guard. All right, let's keep reading. To one there is given through the Spirit a message of wisdom, to another a message of knowledge, to another faith, to another, gifts of healing, to another, miraculous powers, to another, prophecy, to another, distinguishing between spirits, to another, speaking in different kinds of tongues, and still to another, the interpretation of tongues. All these are the work of the one Spirit, the same Spirit. He distributes them to each one, no one misses out, just as He determined. So let's just look at a quick list of those things. Healing, faith, miracles, word of knowledge, word of wisdom, prophecy, discerning of spirits, tongues, and interpretation of tongues. How incredible will it be if you're talking to your neighbour and you give them a word of wisdom on how to help them with their kids or something they're struggling with? Or if you pray with them and they receive healing from your prayer? This is the power of God on display. I want you to take time when you go home and just read this passage and ask God how He can develop those things in you. It's the power of God on display. And of tongues there, what I understand is it's not your personal prayer language, but this is a public display of tongues, which was really popular at the time of writing. It's not very popular now. At the time of writing, there was another movement that was a mimic of the true things of God. And so it was really important for him to put an emphasis on tongues, but that's a public message of tongues that requires interpretation. You can read more about that in the scripture. So this is how it finishes. Functioned great. Here's a scripture for you. Follow the way of love and eagerly desire the gifts of the Spirit, especially the gift of prophecy. The word eagerly desire is actually to pursue or to run after. So you are being given permission to desire a gift. How good is that? Eagerly desire and run it. Pursue it in your life. But the other beautiful thing about this scripture is that it says follow the way of love. And of all the things that we talk about today, 1 Corinthians 13 is the passage of love. 1 Corinthians 12 is the passage about the gifts. So you move from the gifts into Paul saying a whole chapter on the greatness of the ultimate gift, which is the gift of love. And 1 Corinthians 13 says, doesn't matter how many gifts you function in, how incredible you sound or look, if you don't have love, you have nothing. So when we go to the world or each other with our gifts, we need to bring it in love. And when in those moments where we think we've got nothing to bring, guess what you've got? You've got love. And if you start with the love, love the person. Just let the Holy Spirit work with that. It's a really good starting point. All right. What next, people? I'm going to show you all of the gifts for anyone who wants to nerd out and see every gift that we talked about today. There's 20 of them. We can't go into detail, 20-something. Gifts of the Father, gifts of the Son, and gifts of the Holy Spirit. What I want to say to you, there's one column that says gifts of the Holy Spirit, but every gift surrendered to God is a spiritual gift. The anointing can be on your gift, your ability, your talent, or one of the empowerments of the Holy Spirit. So you need to discover and develop your gift. What is that? Some of you might know, but some of you might not know. But your responsibility is to develop it. God needs your gift in the world, in your spheres of influence. And I believe as a church that we can actually start to change the spiritual atmosphere of our whole region from the top down or from the bottom up. From the top down, that means that we have prophets in positions of leadership and influence speaking into the future of our region and our nation. It means that we have apostles creating businesses that have core integrity and are creating kingdom income. It means we have shepherds pastoring the people in their workplace or in their communities. And we have teachers who are creating structure and order in organizations or raising up a beautiful new generation. And we need creatives. Just saw them leave there. They need to be making art that speaks about real truth and beauty, that influences culture. And we need an army of people, that's all of you, who are brave enough to be empowered by the Holy Spirit and start to understand the gifts of the Spirit so that you can show the power and the beauty and the glory of God to the earth. Is that good? You're all very quiet today. So how are you going to discover it? There's lots of ways. The best way you can do it is to talk to people who know you and who you work with and who you serve within your leaders and talk through what they see on your life. But if you can't do that, there's also a gift test you can do. And we actually set up a web page for you, www.macquarielifechurch.com.au/gifts. Scan the QR code. On there, you'll find two different gift tests, one for your fivefold. There's some talk about your spiritual gifts, and then there's a broad gift test. So if you're wanting to know what your gifts might be, do that. The other thing is we want to equip you. So there's actually a form on the last page on the website. You can send us your gifts if you know what they are, because then we can contact you, because we're running equipping groups and workshops around your gifts. So there's a great evangelist equipping group going on at the moment, and I love seeing them rock the world and hearing their testimonies. And in November, we would like to equip you in the gift of prophecy. It did say eagerly desire the gift, especially prophecy, so we thought, well, let's start there. So we've got Helen Calder and Malcolm Calder coming to run some workshops on the 4th of November. Put it in your diary, 4th of November. They're well-respected prophets in our nation, and they run a prophetic school called Enliven Ministries in Victoria. And they're going to come here, and we're going to run some workshops for you, so keep your eye out for those things. All right, I want to close with something. You know, you could ask yourself, how are you using your gift in the church, in the house? How are you using your gift in the world? But I want to close with this as well. It's a corporate thought. It comes back to our key. So, you know, in the past, all of our leaders have one of these keys. But I actually want to give you all a key today. Not naturally, because that would cause a security risk and be very expensive and difficult for Robin to manage. But I want you to all know that you have the authority of this house, and you have the fivefold that is committed to equipping you in whatever God has called you to do. So I want you to stand, because right now I want to commission you. I want to ask you a couple of questions. The first on a key. So I want you to see a key. Close your eyes. I want you to see a key. And on a key, there are rivets running down the key. And in locksmith language, they're called valleys. And I loved that word, because a gift you may not ever think about are those horrible, stinking valleys that you have been through in life. But they have cut a groove in you that has the capacity to unlock things that other people don't have the credibility, authority, or life experience to unlock. But you have these incredible valleys dug into your soul and your life experience that are part of your unlocking. Then I want you to see on the key the ridges at the top. And the ridges at the top are sharpened and refined, and they are your gifts. They are the gifts, and it is a season for you to start going, okay, how do I keep refining the lock so my key is sharp? Whatever season you are in life, let that little part help you know what door for tomorrow you need to open. And that is the next thing. I want you to ask God if there is a door He is calling you to open. There are spaces for you all to occupy, doors for you to open. And we heard earlier, once a door is open by God, no one can shut it. So let me pray for you. Thank you for standing, because as a church, God, we just want to first repent of times that we haven't used our gift that you have given us. They are beautiful gifts, and we turn them to you, the Father, and we say, use us, mold us. That piece of clay is yours. Empower us by your Holy Spirit. And God, we repent of times we haven't used our gift well in the world. Teach us to do that, God. Teach us to use our gifts well in the world, and help us to live a life worthy of this calling, God. Help us. And together, God, we are committed to give our gifts and abilities. We have a willingness to be used by your Holy Spirit. Fill us again, Holy Spirit, and again, Holy Spirit. Just keep us in a measure of fullness. And I ask you to unlock the gifts in your church this morning within each person standing on here. Unlock the gifts. Show them opportunities, even in this coming week, where the gifts they've learned about can be activated by the power of your Spirit. So I commission your church to open doors, to go and make disciples in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Receive that. Thank you, church. I want you to take your seat. It's so good. After the service, you know, if you've never been filled with the Holy Spirit and you'd like to, in every one of our services, we have after service prayer. And the person praying for you would be more than happy to pray with you about being filled with the Spirit. So over there after the service. And if maybe you haven't made a decision in your life to hand that little lump of clay back over to God and given your life to Christ, if you would like to become a Christian today and just start that process, I would love to pray with you and talk to you after the service as well. So please come and see me. Amen. Amen. All right, over to you, Donna and Ivan, whoever.
Thank you for listening. We hope you have enjoyed this message. For more information, please visit macquarielifechurch.com.au.